Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I believe that one of you was trolled by another of you this weekend with news. Anybody? Anybody feel like they were trolled? Like they were targeted by a specific piece of show prep put into the prep file?
No.
I don't think so.
Steve put something in that was targeted at Malin.
Oh, I did.
Bucky's gets an F rating from the Better Business Bureau.
Uh-oh. Why?
Something you did.
It actually says Maitland is a problem. The agency...
She's building us up too much. We can't live up to these expectations.
The agency gave them an F rating on the website, citing the company's 88 complaints filed against it and its failure to respond to these complaints. The Better Business Bureau also noted that the company had a pattern of complaints involving customers being unable to contact the company / poor, rude customer service. The way the Better Business Bureau works, if you get the same complaints like that and you make no effort to resolve them, that's when your rating drops. Mm. It's not that you should never have complaints, because if you own a business, someone's going to complain about you, right?
Sure.
I mean, we're a complaining culture.
My experience with the Better Business Bureau is as soon as you contact them, the business that you contact them about gets back to you very quickly.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Not in this case, though. Better Business Bureau said the rating was given due to the complaints, the business's failure to respond to the complaints. They said they rate businesses based on factors like customer complaints, transparency, and responsiveness.
Okay.
And that customer reviews don't affect its rating. Now, there are companies that have poor ratings that have done great business for a long, long time. So it's all about perspective. But the big problem that they have with the 54 Bucky's locations that everybody goes ham for is that there's no way to get a hold of someone. And they cited some of the examples as, like, one guy scanned his card at one of their pumps. They're trillion pups. It said his car was filled with gas. It turned off. It charged him $85 or whatever it was. But there was no gas given. And then when he called, he got automated helplines and AI and everything else and got no response.
He couldn't just walk in and talk to a person in person?
I suspect he pulled out and went down the road and went, oh, I still have a quarter of a tank of gas.
Oh.
And then you don't want to go back. That's, I'm guessing. But
well, just driving home this weekend, I drove past two Bucky's and I could not believe how backed up the lines were, because they're right off the interstate. You can see the sign. You can see the spot. They're massive. And both of them, I kept thinking, oh, man, I'm going to pull right in and do a funny little video, maybe tag Maitland or something. And both of them had lines to the interstate.
Jeez.
So I couldn't imagine if you did pull out and then realize in order to get back in to make a complaint like that. It's so busy. And the ones that I've
been in,
I feel like it's been a whole bunch of people like working to put stuff away or working at a register. But who would you go to say the gas pump is broken?
Yeah, there's not like a normal counter where you'd go.
Yeah.
That I know
of. It's just like 15 registers that you walk up to, and it's generally like senior citizens working the registers.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve it then.
if you hire the old?
No.
America's aging and the lack of financial planning and safe retirement nest eggs?
No, if we're going out of your way to stop at a Bucky's, when you're on an interstate, you want gas and you want to pee, and that's it, and get back on the road. Who wants to stop and use it like hey, you know what I haven't been to in a while? A Walmart with gas pumps.
Yeah, but
I'd like to wait in a line for it. That's like waiting in a line for a mediocre donut. We were talking about that last week. Like, what's wrong with you people?
You want to pee in the cleanest bathrooms, and Bucky's has those.
They are excellent bathrooms.
Man, I don't care where I pee.
Yeah.
And you can get some beaver nuggets and brisket. Best of everything.
Oh, man.
How far would there have to be a Bucky's from here? Because I think the nearest one's like 3.5 hours right now.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
How far would it have to be where you would just, on a whim, on a Tuesday afternoon, go, you know what? I'm having a lazy day. I'm going to drive to Bucky's and hang.
I'm going to F with the buck.
2 hours.
Hours? You'd do a 4-hour round trip to go to Bucky's. How much time you think you'd stay?
I'd probably make an effort to stay at least an hour.
Why?
So you would have to make an effort?
Break.
Why?
I'd make sure I peed a couple times.
There's nowhere else to do that around here.
Certainly not your home.
No.
No. You're making a day of it. I'd get some brisket. I'd sit there and eat it. Enjoy my time. I have to eat slow anyway.
There are so many other places to get brisket.
You would eat in at the Bucky's?
Yeah.
Do they have tables?
I think so.
Yeah, they have tables out around. I don't know about inside, but I know outside they have a bunch of tables.
Oh, that
yeah.
makes sense. Doesn't it feel like you'd be eating lunch at a gas station?
Yeah.
Man.
But a destination gas
makes the brisket taste best is asphalt.
Yeah.
Destination.
And the aroma of unleaded.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing, Maitland, you probably wouldn't stop at the Corvette Museum in Bowling Green, Kentucky, as Hot Wings no doubt has.
I mean, maybe I would if it was on the way to the Buc-ee's.
You know, because of how that's an actual destination that people go to, because it's a museum and a racetrack and an assembly plant. Like, I mean, there's...
listen, museum, to yes. Yeah. Racetrack, yes. Assembly plant,
yeah.
Not a destination.
Yeah, after you've it's said that, I don't ever want to hear a word from you about my quarry trip again.
But you know what I don't have in my town? Those things.
Yeah, you can't see but a Corvette around here.
But I do have a gas station.
But not a Buc-ee's. It's different. It's better.
No,
it's
have
not.
You been to one?
No.
Well, pretty judgy.
Yes.
All I think right. Your thoughts will change when we get you to one.
Mm.
You won't.
We are. Next time we're doing a road trip and we go buy one for the show, we are stopping and we are taking you
definitely.
In and we're going to record you being fuzzy. Mm-hmm.
We're never going to leave, ever.
And nope. I'm going to go.
We're going to stay until Maitland's satisfied, not until you want to leave.
And I will guarantee, I will say, this is perfectly adequate.
Mm-hmm.
This is fine.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.